for UC Sports Nation. This is Joseph Staten. I'm joined by DeKalb County head football coach Steve Trapp. How are you doing today? Thank you for joining me.
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, not a problem. So last week versus Warren County, obviously your first game was postponed. So how did you and the team spend that game day?
Well, I got to catch up on some yard work that I've been neglecting for a couple of weeks. So I actually went home right after school, did some weed eating, got my yard mowed, and back situated. It tends to get out of control somewhat there in August. But I really wish we would have been able to play. It is what it is. We just talked to our guys about, just bringing up things that we had to go through last year and just already starting off with it this year. And we spun it as positive. That's just how we do it here, is just try to keep everything on a positive. A couple of injuries gets another week to heal and things like that. But also I told them it should reinvigorate that heart and that mindset on how fragile it is for your opportunities to play this sport, especially with what we're going through now, how it can get taken away, but then ultimately how you only have so many opportunities anyway. And so I just told them we expect a hungry football team coming back this week.
What sort of, advantages or maybe even disadvantages do you have in a week like this after a postponement?
Well, like I said, the biggest advantage, like I said, the couple of guys that, are now able to play that wouldn't have been able to play last week just because they were still banged up a little bit. So that helps us out. The disadvantage is basically from this point forward, everybody's got a game up on us until they have a bye week. That opening game, there's usually a lot of kinks that need to be worked out and the improvement from week one to week two. A lot of times you see a lot of that. So these teams are one up on us in that regard, the conditioning factor, all of those kinds of things. So just trying to put them through the ringer this week as if they did play a game last week, keep the conditioning level up. But it's the process as usual. Just watch a lot of tape, practice hard, and go try to be successful on Friday.
Well, on Friday, Smith County is the opponent, and they're coming off of a loss to Gordonsville. So of course teams usually play hard after a loss to avoid that streak. So how do you look to match that energy they'll probably bring in your first game?
That's the big thing. A lot of times your first game of the year, the excitement of it is usually not anything you have to worry about as a coach, because they've got those juices flowing. And that's what I meant when I told them that, ultimately this coming week is our opening week. So we should see a hungry football team. We should see an energized football team. But then you also have to control those emotions and make sure you don't go over that line where you lose a little bit of focus on your job and your task at hand and your technique and your eyes. But we have to get to a level where we have that juice, like we like to call it, but also we still have our mental focus to where we can execute the way we're supposed to.
On both sides of the ball, are there any players or just positions that you expect to really lead the team or just stand out as players?
We feel really good about the guys that we have out there. We don't have a lot of guys, so that's the biggest drawback this year of our team. We only got 41 players in pads, but, Isaac Knowles has been starting ever since he stepped foot over here as a freshman and in all three phases. So he plays receiver for us. He plays safety for us, getting a lot of college looks right now. So he's a guy that we feel like's going to be able to make some plays for us, week in and week out. And if teams are going to take that away, then there's some other guys that need to step up and who's not been out there yet in their career. So it's time for them to make a name for themselves. We're a veteran up front in the offensive line. It's like Diego Coronado. It's his third year starting. Ian Jones, and these guys are all region performers last year. He's back in the offensive line for his second year as a starter. We got a couple new guys up there, but they really do well in that regard. Our running back core with Kobe Barnes and Nathaniel Crook, these guys have been back there for 2 and 3 years apiece. It's 1A, 1B with those guys, so we like those. And then, we are starting a sophomore quarterback, a younger guy, but we feel like we got some really solid pieces around him, and it bodes well to be able to start a younger quarterback when you've got that kind of veteran leadership around him on the offensive side. Defensively, our middle linebacker, Isaiah Harrington, was the region defensive MVP last year, so we feel really good about our front seven. Got a lot of guys we can rotate on the defensive line. Done talk about Isaac Knowles in the secondary, but the two new spots on our defense is both our corners, and that's what we're replacing. Everything else is pretty solid in that regard, though.
Wish you and the Tigers the best of luck this season, and I want to thank you again for taking a moment to speak with me today.
I appreciate it. Thank you.